The Path to Prosperity competition was started in 2013 by Ha Ani, that's the economic development arm of Sea Alaska, along with the Nature Conservancy. It's open to residents of Southeast, along with businesses and tribal entities that plan to operate in the state. Applicants can propose an idea for a new business or expansion of an existing business. Paul Hackenmuller is economic development coordinator with Ha Ani.
It's been getting more and more competitive each year. I think as the program has gained some momentum across the region and we're a known entity, people are thinking about it year-round and really trying to incorporate the sustainability components into their business plans and their proposals. So overall, the applicants are getting better each year, and this was definitely a very competitive group.
Prior year's winners have included a guitar-making business in Wrangell, a distillery and ski maker in Haines, and a gelato company in Juneau. Competition had 28 applicants this year. The 12 semifinalists are from 9 different Southeast communities, and proposals range from several farms to a coffee company, a bed and breakfast, and a biodiesel company. Those semifinalists will attend a weekend boot camp in September to meet with business mentors and start developing a business plan. Hackenmuller thinks this year's group of semifinalists is an exciting bunch.
We've been on the phone with them and communicating with them pretty heavily over the last couple of days. There's a lot of enthusiasm, and I think we're going to see some really terrific projects.
Two of this year's semifinalists are from Petersburg. One of those was submitted by KFSK Development Director Mindy Anderson for her business called The Salty Pantry. She describes it as a small deli selling fresh market products.
You could walk into The Salty Pantry and see a long deli case, and there would be fresh salads made right there on the premises. And you could buy the salads by the pound, or you can buy them maybe, a certain container size, and you could eat it there, or you could take it home and have it for dinner.
Anderson would have to leave her job at KFSK if she's successful in the competition and ends up pursuing that business idea. She wants to make foods that no one else in Petersburg already offers, using produce from the community garden and other local vendors.
One of the things I think that the judges really like that I had in my application was the use of a commercial kitchen for nonprofits to come in and maybe take over the Market Deli one night, be able to host a fundraiser there, use my commercial kitchen. I'd love to be able to offer that once a month. So that was very helpful, I think, in the application process. And same with hosting cooking classes there.
Another semifinalist is the Petersburg Indian Association. Mark Bonda is tribal resource director for the local tribal government.
PI has had a sea life composting startup business for quite a while now. Basically, what we are doing is we are producing 100% Southeast Alaska organic compost right here in Petersburg. It's made of fish byproduct, wood waste. So we're actually making a product, a viable, good product, and also with an environmental friendly side.
PIA's composting program has been happening up at the Petersburg landfill. Bonda says the Path to Prosperity competition will help the tribe write a business plan to get that existing product to customers.
Path to Prosperity is a beautiful opportunity for small businesses in rural areas to actually make a sustainable, profitable product. I am just really, really happy to have submitted and been a part of this and to actually been chosen to go into round two. I'm humbled.
All the semifinalists will have to complete a business plan by the 1st of December. Only 2 finalists will be chosen from that group, and those 2 will receive up to $40,000 in seed money for consulting and technical services to develop that business. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.